if you got apple brandy, it's like a pint of apple brandy and two pints of water and half a cup of sugar and some ground ginger.
Mm.
And you heat that. You drink it in very small quantities. It's very hot. It's called a hot toddy, I guess.
That sounds real good.
Christmas morning. Yeah, it is. It really is.
So that's a tradition sort of been passed down in your family?
Right, yeah.
Wow.
Have ginger stew on Christmas morning.
So your parents did that?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And my grandparents do it too?
Yeah. That's where it came from, yeah.
Do you have any other family traditions like that?
Well, nothing comes to mind.
So at one point they actually made their own, they grew their apples and...
Not my family. My family didn't do any of that. Mm-hmm. I don't...
So they get their apples from somewhere and then make it.
But the way they didn't make it, none of my family made it.
Mm.
They'd buy it. If they had apple brandy, they bought it somewhere else. But they didn't make it. No.
So it's like a favorite drink in your family.
Right. Just something we did on Christmas that they didn't make, no. It would have been all right with me if they had. You know, I'm not saying, I'm not being defensive here. It's just that, I'd have had a little better clothes and a better ride, you know. But... I had a walking personality for a long time, you know. Riding personalities and just walking personalities.
Oh, goodness.
There's an old boy from Cummings talking about a boy over at the university. He says, ask him, you know, who he's dating. He said, I'm not dating anybody. I got a walking personality.
Uh-huh.
And they said, well, what about old Herb? They said, oh, Herb dates anybody wants to. He said, he's got a riding personality, and it's a convertible at that.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
I like
that. So when did you meet your wife? Is she from Roswell, too?
No, Joyce grew up in Alpharetta.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the country, they were a farm. Her daddy was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
In the process of playing high school athletics, Joyce was a cheerleader, and so...
That's how you spotted her.
Yeah. And how she spotted me. To some, you know, she knew who I was when I called.
Uh-huh.
Though we had not been formally introduced.
You didn't just show up at her house, did you?
No, I stopped on the way to Athens and called her.
Oh.
I was going to way to Athens, Satchmo, a guy from Louis Armstrong was playing for a dance over there, so we were going over to, had a couple of buddies in the fraternity that was kind of sponsoring this deal, so I had a date, and I meant to call Joyce before I left, and I forgot, so I stopped over by Winder and called her.
And now you're married.
Yeah, but we dated off and on. We didn't date. That was like 1956. We got married in 1960.
Mm-hmm.
So off and on for a little while?
Yeah.
Was it a lot different when you saw your kids dating people? The differences between how dating was when you were coming up and then when your kids are dating?
Well, we talked about it. Our kids didn't, you know. Well, if there's any dating, wasn't much dating going on unless it was a dance, you know. They'd gather up somewhere at 10 o'clock and they'd all go do something, but I don't, you know, that was altogether different from what mine was. But I wasn't concerned about it. I don't remember being asking any questions about it. That's just the way it evolved. But there was a big difference. And I don't know why, because, you know, we had to really plan around having a way to go when I was coming along. And now everybody's got cars, you know,
mm-hmm.
and money. I had to scrounge up $2. I could have a pretty good date on $2.